On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
If it's Monday, it's International Victoria Day, and it's Monday. Tori Lagarde joins us. Hi, Tori.
Welcome, welcome, everyone.
Victoria. Now, this is going to be epic.
Oh, it's also a holiday, isn't it?
It is a holiday. It is not. It is.
It's that one we don't like the name of.
Yeah, it's Columbia.
It's that controversial.
Colonial Day. Cala something.
Yeah, yeah. That dude that came across the ocean.
Oh, yeah. The guy that raped and pillaged everybody that he discovered.
Yeah.
I discovered you. Get over here.
Yeah.
What a nasty man.
So we have to have a holiday for him.
Sure.
Oh, why not? No. This is so wrong.
When I was Columbus Day happy, by the way.
You're dyslexic.
Interesting.
No, you did that on purpose, though.
No, I actually did not. Seriously,
really?
Did not.
Really?
Columbus Day came into my mind first, and then I was going to say Happy Columbus Day.
Oh,
so I did the happy after.
No way. So that's the thing with people's brains.
I guess
it makes me
was
normal.
Right there. That's interesting. Anyway, when I was growing up and I had history in school,
right, I did as well.
Mm-hmm. My teacher taught me all about Columbus as being a wonderful man. Without him, we wouldn't be here.
Oh, no.
He discovered everything that wasn't here before.
Well, new facts emerged, so let's just say we had to revise the books.
Turns out there were people here already.
Oh,
it wasn't
he didn't care for that very much.
No.
He made them slaves or something.
He abused them and raped and pillaged.
Mm-hmm.
The neighborhoods. He was awful.
It sounds like reminds me of somebody that's in charge now. But
yes.
To a degree. Now, would you think that this person would want his own holiday sometime in the future? Can you imagine
absolutely.
It? That just dawned
absolutely.
On me. I bet he wants that.
Yeah.
Name who should not be mentioned.
He's already got the raping and the pillaging down, so why not give him a holiday accordingly?
Oh.
Unbelievable.
You might be right. I think that impeachment's going to go forward. I was
doubtful. Oh, it is.
But we talked about this last week, and I was still like doubtful.
No, it's going.
But as even one day goes by, things start accumulating.
It just and you can't stop it. It's like a runaway bus,
right?
Runaway school
and
bus.
And then Rudy Giuliani's people were arrested at the airport with a one-way ticket out of the country.
Correct.
What's that about?
Yeah. Well,
who does that?
Well, they were clients of his, and they were from their home. And,
right.
Okay.
Did you see their mugshots? They're quite
apparently,
serious-looking people.
Yeah, apparently they're very into corruption and do corruption things.
You could never
things.
Tell from looking at them.
They actually took their money and they gave it to somebody to launder here, and then they use it for campaign contributions.
Seems perfectly legit, right?
Well, unfortunately, it's illegal enough to grab them off the plane and arrest them.
You know, and they're really trying to flee.
Yeah.
They're trying to.
Yeah.
Who gets a one-way ticket international?
Oh, nobody. Now the story is, and we don't know if it's true necessarily, that Giuliani also had a ticket and was going to follow up later in the day to fly to the same place. They had just had lunch at the Trump hotel in Washington, and then they departed for the airport.
Mm.
So, Julie's there is in the middle of something. We don't know what. Then we heard, as you know, on Friday, that a second federal court said that Trump has to release his
taxes.
Returns.
Right. He always said he would. Remember way back in 2016?
Yeah, just he's going to wait till the time was right.
Yeah, but he's going to do it.
Game.
Yeah, he's doing it.
He's the only one that hasn't released his tax. If someone needed my tax returns, I'd get subpoenaed. They'd be shown immediately.
Remember years ago when Howard Stern was going to run for governor?
Uh-huh.
And the reason he didn't, he was gung-ho. He was serious. Mm-hmm. But they said, you have to release those tax records. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah. How can he not?
Something that you're supposed to do.
Yes.
How did he become president and not do it?
I know. How do we even let him not do that?
This is the Matrix.
It has to take some type of a subpoena, which has been issued.
Mm-hmm.
And the next step is the Supreme Court. And unfortunately for Donald, even if he has friends in the Supreme Court, this one ain't going to stick. I mean, this as far as him not doing it, he's going to have to turn him over. It's an investigation, period.
I started thinking if we look back in the future on the Trump presidency, what will we remember? It'll be like very comical, hopefully, and not like depressing.
There would be too much to remember. It would blow one's mind to try to remember all the interesting stuff in retrospect.
In retrospect, I remember the late night shows back in the day. I mean, Letterman and Carson and Leno and anybody that would stand up. And they had a bunch of different stuff they were talking about.
Yeah.
Now, everyone's talking about one thing.
Yeah.
That's all the topic is. You don't hear about any of those funny stories like you used to hear in these older talk shows at night. It's all just the presidency.
I'll tell you something, Torrance, and I hope that Donald's listening. He can if he wants to.
His people might listen.
Yeah, his people.
They spy.
Hillary won the popular vote by 3 million. Donald had the aid of foreign country ease, I think more than one now, to expose Hillary as best they could in a timed fashion in order to affect the election. Donald Trump has an affair with a busty porn star.
Right, they squelched the story.
And
they paid her off
to keep it quiet.
Because
some people
elected.
May have actually said, I can't vote for him.
I don't even think that would happen, but okay. Five people.
Like a landslide for Don.
It wasn't a landslide for Don. But now
I'm thinking, I mean, the question was, who do you hate more? It wasn't who do you want for president. It was who do you hate more?
Yeah.
So I don't think he's a legitimate president, personally. No. I never wanted to call him that.
Right.
Because I don't think it's legit.
Well, he's all in bed with all these other countries that are not our friends.
He's in bed with everything.
Well, I know. And that's why I don't understand why these right-wing conservative people that believe in God and the flag and all this like Donald Trump because they hate government so much. Are they like ready to revolt against the government because he's anti-government? He's in bed with the Middle East, with Russia, with North Korea. Yep. Are you kidding me? Why are you blind to that?
And porn stars. And,
you said they sound stupid, like stupid people. Sorry, but you know, hey. Deplorables.
They wanted the policies to be enacted, so they chose him because he was a Democrat. 14 years ago, the guy was a Democrat.
I know. No one remembers anything.
So, you know, and they thought, okay, he's a businessman. He's got to know what he's doing.
He's a five-year-old.
I don't think he does.
There's problems with the Turks and the...
Yeah.
There's a whole thing blowing up the Kurds, and it's really sad.
It's sad. The people are dying left and right.
Because his ego was hurt?
Them.
Well, they didn't, you know, help us. And
So now the Kurds are fleeing into Europe.
ISIS is going to make a resurgence.
Exactly.
You know, good job, Don.
Europe that's right there in order to be attacked by ISIS, which is just being...
But as long as he can keep his golf game, he doesn't really care about much else.
He doesn't care about the golf game. He cares about his name and his reputation and that he's the king. He uses words like I can't remember the phrase. I got the phrase.
Oh my god,
here.
We're doing it too though. We're becoming a Trump anti-Trump show.
We won't talk about Trump after this. Trump says, and I quote, as I have stated strongly before, just to reiterate, if Turkey does anything that I in my great and unmatched wisdom in my great and unmatched wisdom.
He was being ironic.
I that wasn't a joke. He was serious. I saw him say it with his lips.
My dad used to say it as like, you know, being like funny because my dad was very smart. So he almost said it like, you know, tongue in cheek.
Sure.
But not.
Ain't no
like.
Tongue, ain't no cheek. Man's not smart enough to make jokes because he's not funny.
Oh.
Everyone says he's an entertainer. He's not an entertainer. I would never go pay to see him on stage. All right.
Well, maybe that's what he'll do someday
right,
when
let's,
he leaves.
Let's
once they drag him out.
Let's get on. Well, whatever.
What's Ron.
Matter?
Don't say that.
That's one of my favorite words, though.
Oh, no. I don't like the way you say it, too. You go, whatever.
Oh, you have to. No, you can't just say whatever. You have to say it like
emphasis.
No, you got to say it like the kids do.
Oh no, but they
that's,
don't.
Because that's a generational word.
Oh, I see
word.
What you're doing, but I like it.
Oh yeah, you're mimicking the California accent kids. You know, like
oh yeah, Valley.
Let's go to Suffra. Oh, whatever.
Oh, is that
that's,
what it is? Is that what it's about, Buffra?
Oh yeah. Oh, I don't know what Buffra.
Oh, my Buffra does this too. And it's one of those things I don't like, along with the whistling. You got the whistling, you got the whatever. Oh. These are just small things. Every relationship has those. Wow. The little things
now
are kind of great.
You got boyfriend and talk show host against you.
You're both Scorpios, I'm telling you. Your birthdays are 2 days apart.
It's not it.
Or something.
It's just fun. It's fun. You're making fun of the kids is what
you're
doing. Yeah,
oh, but he's making fun of me. He's
oh, no.
mocking me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you were too the other, and when you said it to
oh,
me.
No, that's not a mock. That's an impression of a Valley person.
I feel offended though. I shouldn't. You're whatevering me though, dude. That's the same thing.
Yes, but whatever.
However
is,
you
is
say
such
it,
such a general word.
I remember when I first heard that word, mm-hmm. whatever, like used
yes,
like that.
Yes.
It was 1993.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it wasn't around
that's
before
a long
that,
time ago.
But yeah, I remember it was really big back then because someone I knew was saying it all the time, and then I adopted it and started saying it and making people mad at me.
I think it's adorable.
Really?
Yeah, it's not directed at the person, it's the subject matter. It's like let's move on to another subject using a comical little impression like an impressionist.
Well,
you know,
I can
like Renoir.
As you say topical, whatever. I can see now the description of this show, it's going to be whatever. It's going to be one of the...
It could happen.
It's going to happen.
It could happen.
It's happening.
It happened already. It did happen.
The way I predicted the Patriots would win again. When they played that Thursday night football.
Oh, that Thursday night thing? That was so long ago, I don't remember.
Well, whatever. I do it. I said it. They've won.
Well, what?
I do it. I
no,
said
no,
it.
No, you said, well, whatever.
But I didn't say it like,
no, you
whatever.
Didn't. But you did
whatever.
Say, but you
I
did,
never.
But
I say
you
it.
Did say
I did say it.
Okay.
But I don't say it with that snark.
Oh.
That's a snark.
No. It's not mimicking the person that said it. It's mimicking an entire generation.
Oh, it's mimicking me. Stop it.
Oh, no,
just stop
no.
it. It's going
mimicking,
back on the book
It's mimicking
tour.
The originators of the word. Anyway.
I predicted they'd win. I think the next game they're playing is the Jets. Or they already played them?
Can I make a prediction on the Patriots? And I'm no oracle.
I know.
But
go ahead.
Season's going to be split in half. First half, wonderful.
Cause blowouts, everybody wins.
See, they always struggle through everything. They always win, but first has got to be a struggle.
Uh-huh.
There was one blowout. Congratulations. But second half of the season, and I know people aren't going to like it who live in the New England area.
Mm-hmm.
Second half of the season.
They're going to struggle.
It's going to happen. It ain't
going
to happen.
They're going to the Super Bowl. What are you worried about?
No, they're not.
Oh, no,
they're not.
You're going to have my title soon then. Okay, we'll see
next
year. We'll see in January.
It's almost impossible to keep up that level of winning.
Except for this one thing you always forget.
What's that?
42. We've talked about 42 before, have we not? Almost every week. How old is Tom Brady right now?
45?
No.
42?
Yes.
So?
Okay. This is his swan song. He's 42.
Yeah.
Going out on top. Deal with it, baby.
Oh, no. It's not his last year. He said it wasn't.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. See? You see? Boyfriend, how can we allow this to go on?
Oh, no.
All right. Let's move on.
I'm moving.
Let's move it on. My God.
Moving on down the line?
Yeah. I think the Oracle thing may not work at a point.
Oh, sure. Sure, sure.
Did you take baths?
Yeah.
Do you ever think about how disgusting that is?
Yeah, we talked about this like 5 years ago, and
how am I supposed to remember that?
Because I'm the Oracle. You're getting in the filth. You're bathing in your own filth.
Oh.
I need a shower after. I just do.
I need a shower after.
I do. I shower off after.
Well, I think bathtubs should just be done. Unless
it's a good relaxing time. You put music.
Done.
I light a candle. I put
it's
music
done.
On.
It's done.
I have bubbles.
It's done. When you have a baby. You go to the kitchen sink. You put that little stupid baby plastic tub in the sink because the sink's a big sink usually in the kitchen.
We always just use the sink.
Yeah, and then if they're too big for the sink, then they're too big to take baths. Then forget this little bubble bath crap, which is that's bad for you too.
Well, yeah.
There's chemicals in them.
You can get special bubbles that are like organic or something.
Well, that's crazy.
You
don't need for $50 a bottle.
Whatever, it's worth it, man.
A child should learn how to shower because that's the mode of transportation to clean yourself.
Other cultures do that.
Of course. And it's a clean way of doing it. Everything's washed off
of you. Yeah, but they like to play with their toys and their boats. Oh. Don't you get it? you got to have the bubbles and the boats, and it's an, you know, they play, they learn.
Well,
it's a fun time. No, it's bath time. It's you better make it enjoyable.
Then you got to sit there and make sure they don't slip and drown.
Yes, that's part of parenting. That's fine.
It's bad enough you got to change the stupid diapers.
I watch my grandson. I help with his bath sometimes. Just watch, make sure he doesn't drown.
I wish we could train the kids who are smarter than cats, really. If cats can go in a litter box, why can't a kid go in a litter box?
Oh.
Seriously.
It's potty training. They have little tiny potties.
Yeah, but until you're into the... I don't want to have to change a diaper ever again.
Well, that's how life is. Too bad. Don't change them. Don't change them. Let somebody else do it. Delegate. Your turn to change the diaper. You're a grandfather now, and you don't need to change diapers.
I'm not going
to
touch diapers.
Well, one's asking you to, are they?
I'm just saying. I think it's a disgusting thing.
I do if necessary. But it has to be necessary.
Litter box. Litter clump. No. Litter clump. Come on.
I don't even like litter boxes. I've had cats, and I don't even like a litter box. They're gross. Go outside, kitty.
Yeah.
Go poop outside.
Well, they are gross, but so is changing a diaper.
Well, all right.
I can't tell you how many times I've been peed in the face, and I'm not talking about child.
All
right, stop it. Come on, Donald Trump. Tell me the whole story in Russia in the hotel room. Come on.
Ugh. All right. What about people that speak this way? This is, you know, ways of speech. Mm-hmm. People that say, and you've talked about this, I know. Mm-hmm. I go.
I don't hear that as much anymore.
Shouldn't it be I said?
Of course.
And I said, but what about this one? I says. Yeah, I says.
Yeah.
So I says to him.
Yeah.
What do you think of that one?
That's an accent one, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I do. Mm. I think it's an accent kind of thing.
Why? What do you mean? Like a New Englander thing?
No, like an Italian or a Brooklyn or a Bronx kind of thing.
No.
I says to him. No, that's a cultural. But the other thing is, I go. Everybody says that. That's a generational thing.
Okay.
And that is wrong.
It's wrong
because you're not going anywhere. You're standing there and you're speaking.
But so, it's a verb to speak. So I go. I spoke. So I said.
Yeah. Well, that's wrong. That's just stupid.
It's wrong and stupid. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Just checking
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I seen
it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay.
I seen him.
No, there are phrases that really piss me off, too.
Yeah. That's it.
How about... good night.
Mic drop.
No, don't.
Oh, no.
How about people that... in every sentence, they say, well, at the end of the day...
Oh, I told you that.
Yeah,
I hate that.
Yeah. That started from, I believe, a Trump show,
The Apprentice. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think that was used quite a bit. And then it became...
It's a cliche. It's overdone.
Totally overdone.
Unless they seriously, literally mean, at the end of the day, I get into my bed and go to sleep. Then I'm okay with that.
At
the end of the day, I'm a better person. No, shut up.
I have never heard
now you're
it
not.
Used in the sense of going to bed at night.
Well, you know what I mean? I've heard it literally. I'm hanging on the edge of my seat when they say, at the end of the day, and I wait for the next part. And once in a while, they say something I'm okay with. Like, at the end of the day, I'm very tired from working.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But people do not do that.
Most people don't.
So,
are you having a seizure? Wrong, whatever.
I'm laughing. That's how
you
I
got
laugh.
The plague. Yeah, I think you got the plague.
That's how I laugh sometimes.
It's really annoying. Don't do it anymore.
I know. I shouldn't do that. Hey, I know what you're talking about.
Well, I am the frito bendito.
At the end of the day, you're right.
Oh no! You're wrong at the beginning of the day. So everyone, stop saying that. I've instructed these people before. Over the years, I've talked about this.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Just stop it.
Love it.
Thank you. I'll take a bow now.
Okay. And there's one more phrase that really bothers the hell out of me.
Uh-oh.
At the end of the day, there's one more phrase.
No.
Yeah.
They all bother me, but go on. Everything bothers me. Can't you tell?
People who constantly say, no matter what it is, quite frankly.
I'm not guilty of that one.
No.
Once in a great while.
When it's used, it's used in almost every other sentence.
And I don't say quite. I just say frankly.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Just sometimes. Yeah, you don't really hear me do it, right?
Quite frankly, goes together.
Oh, that's someone like they think they're very smart and they just want to put on airs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I mean, you're just reiterating that. Oh, and then other people. Oh, and I've heard this one recently.
What?
I've heard this one. Oh, my God. This is really bad.
Oh, my God. What is it?
I can't lie or something like that. Was it?
To be honest?
No. Well, something like that.
I can't.
Or...
And not that I don't want to lie to you.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Where they preface it, like everything else I say is a total lie.
Except for what I'm about to say.
Right now, but listen to this.
The big reveal.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
Yeah.
Dumb.
I can't lie.
Okay, Donald Trump, just move along with your business.
Well, I know he can lie. That's the difference. Oh, man. You know, we were texting here. I had to go to the Registry of Motor Vehicles.
Yeah, Ron and I never
call.
Once in a while, but usually we text. Yeah. That's what everyone should do. Don't call me. If it can be sent in a text, don't call me.
Well, that way, I'm like naturally sarcastic. When I text, I try to avoid sarcasm because I get in trouble.
You're
going to
piss people off. Right.
So texting is actually very safe for me.
We just know you're a goofball.
So I'm stuck at the registry, which is a
They've remodeled it. I don't think you wait as long as you used to.
I didn't go to the place that you're referring to. I purposely went out of town.
Oh.
To Saratoga Springs, New York. No.
Oh, I've been to Winter Springs, Florida. Well, and that's quite the wait.
I went out of town. You know some of them are, they're bad anyway.
Oh, yeah, but they've remodeled now up here. You should check it out.
It's still busy.
State of the art, man.
Let me give you a quick story about that, Tori.
Is there such a thing? Go on.
In my world, there is.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
To make a long story short.
Just bottom line it for me, Van Damme, right now.
I'm waiting online 20 people deep to get to that one person at this desk who helps you, who tells you.
And then
you
got
to
go somewhere else.
Go.
Yeah. Right. You're waiting to wait.
So they said, and they give me a number like I'm in a bakery or I'm in a deli. I'm waiting for bologna.
Right.
So they say, your number is B72.
Okay.
So I say, okay, fine.
Sounds like bingo.
Yeah, I know.
Go on.
So I'm sitting there on a bench, and I'm waiting with like 10,000 other people, but they have a big board on the top, like in a deli with the number.
Right.
And it's like B68. And I go, oh, this is good.
I'm only four people away. They're trolling you, but go on.
Yeah. So after B68... is W3.
Yeah, there's different letters.
What are you doing now?
Yeah.
So I'm still sitting there for 3 hours, and I'm supposedly only four people away, but only in the B's.
Because the B's handle one thing, and then the W's handle something else.
Oh, I saw some mixing of handling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I sure did. So it wasn't as fast as it was purported to be.
So where are you going to go next time?
I go to a place where most...
You're going to keep going there?
Well, I don't go to cities. I go to little towns.
You're going to keep going there?
Yeah.
All right. Then what's the problem?
There isn't any
problem. You're good.
So I'm in there. So I'm texting Tori that I may be a little bit delayed today because I could be there for 7 years.
Right. You said that. Like a long time. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Then 5 minutes later, you're like, everything's fine.
Well, I got there. They opened up at 9 at this particular place.
Right.
And I pulled up to the place, and there were 20 people standing there outside in the rain waiting to get in. I thought, this is going to take forever.
Oh, no.
And then I get inside, and there's only three agents there
for
20 people. And,
it's like a Walmart.
Yeah, it's
two
awful.
Things open.
Like that's why I never buy anything at Walmart,
because
if you return it, forget it.
No, if you go Thursdays.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have told anybody.
So I text, and I tell Tori that I might be delayed, but I'll keep you informed. She responds to me with a military response.
Do you remember?
Roger that.
No, I said copy that first.
Okay.
Copy that, which is the new one. It used to be Roger that.
All right.
Then the second time
I thought it was Roger that. Then the second time I said, okay, I have been released from the penitentiary here. Everything's back on schedule, to which you did respond, Roger that. And I looked at it.
I thought I'd mix it up.
Well, it was pretty cool. But I looked at it and I thought, okay, I understand what she's saying, but I don't understand what she's saying. Like, where did that come?
Yeah, copy that means you understood that.
That I understand. Roger, who is this guy?
Like Roger Wilco. Roger, I don't know.
Who is Roger Wilco?
No, it's just that it's, I think Roger, again, it's an agreement.
Why?
Affirmative.
Well, why?
Roger, I understand
you. If it was affirmative, it would start with an A.
I didn't look it up, what it means. I mean, Roger.
I would say Alan that, because it's an A.
Well, oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, no, R is Romeo anyway, if you're talking about the phonetic
correct.
Alphabet.
Correct.
Do you know the phonetic alphabet?
I believe so.
Okay, I know. I've known, I taught myself it years ago.
Abigail Beats?
No. And the funny thing is, this is a good topic right here, because this irritates me.
All right.
I think everyone should learn the phonetic alphabet. And at one of the jobs I had, I printed out the phonetic alphabet, and I handed it out to all my coworkers.
Okay.
Because I'd hear them on the phone saying, A for apple,
correct.
B for boy.
Right.
D for dog.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Because the phonetic alphabet, it's not just military and police and whatnot.
Right.
It's specifically words that do not sound like other words.
I understand that.
So you can't.
Yeah.
You can't
do it. But at
the
same time, some of those words.
Sam could be Ham, could be Pam. It's Sierra for S, you okay. dummy.
But sometimes people don't speak clearly, and Sierra can sound like Smara.
No. Sarah. Too bad.
Sarah.
No.
It could sound like Sarah.
Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot.
Watch it.
Golf. Hotel, India, Juliet, Kilo, Lima.
Tequila?
No. Kilo. K. Oh, K Kilo. I should just be saying K Kilo.
Okay.
K L L Lima. M Mike. N November.
Yeah.
O Oscar. P Papa. Q Quebec. R Romeo. S Sierra. T Tango. U. It was Uniform, I think. I haven't done this in a long time. Right. U. V.
Van Damme.
Victor?
Yeah, it is Victor.
W Whiskey. X X Ray. Y Yankee. Z Zulu.
Nicely done. Nicely done. By the yeah.
I should brush up, and I haven't really trained myself again over the years. But yeah, it's why doesn't everyone just do that? I get so annoyed when I hear A Apple. I'm like, already you're off
Look,
to and enough, you irritate
it's
me.
It's tough enough just to learn the alphabet.
It's not that hard.
Mm.
If you train someone,
mm.
come on, man. Get with it.
I guess you have to be trained like CPR. Do you know how to do CPR?
I've seen it on TV. Uh-huh. I could probably do it.
Well, it'd be a hell of a time to find out,
you
Tori.
Know, if I had to, you know.
Yeah. Is that when you pound on the chest or you French kiss them? Which one is that?
Well, yeah, both. But
oh
you don't pound.
God.
You got to do compressions so many seconds apart, right on the right out on the ribs.
Yeah.
And then you got to, after you do that, then you got to blow. Make sure the neck is up so they get the airwave.
Yeah.
And then blow in.
I get it. I get it.
Short breath, short burst. And with babies, it's different.
Oh, so
you got to compress.
Do know. You kind of do know, don't you?
Yeah.
I believe everybody should just, they should do something so simple online, 20 seconds online.
What
right?
does that mean? Oh, you
something
mean you should teach someone?
That everybody can go to.
Oh, just
to.
Go click on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but everybody goes
They're
online anyway.
They're too busy doing other things online.
But it has to be short, to the point,
right.
quick.
We'll do it in schools.
And easily understood.
In colleges.
Absolutely in schools. Absolutely
right?
in schools.
Let's teach what's applicable. No more algebra.
Exactly.
Except that's how your mind can work.
Yeah.
It's a good way to learn formulas
right.
and how to think.
Penmanship?
But
no. Come on. Whatever happened
Everybody's
to that
texting
beautiful form of communication?
No. You just use it to sign your name.
When I was younger in school, Tori, my penmanship, and kids don't know what that means, my penmanship was like to die for.
No, mine was horrible at first, and it got better.
Mm.
I improved it. It started out horrible.
Some of my loops were incredibly beautiful.
I got better. Then I got perfect.
Now all I can do is sign my name, but now I don't even bother with that.
I know, I just scribble
what's
it.
What's the point? Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no.
It doesn't matter.
No.
How can someone discern one scribble against somebody else's? You can't even read the damn thing.
Right.
And when I was young, we didn't have, when I had a prescription from the doctor, the doctor would write
it out.
And
you don't
I
know what they're saying.
It was.
But the pharmacy knows.
That was the odd part.
That's like, what do you call that? Steno-ship. What do you call those? The stenographers.
Stem cell.
The kidney thing. Well, anyway, the stenographer, they had these pads. They had a line down the middle and then two things. And then they would write in these symbols, like hieroglyphics.
Yes,
I don't
exactly.
even know what's going on. But it made it short and sweet.
Yes.
So they know later what
but
they wrote.
I was always nervous. Like, are they going to give me
the wrong
thing?
Prescription.
Yeah.
Like in that movie with Jimmy Stewart, It's a Wonderful Life. Remember?
Yeah,
he gave him the wrong medicine, and you know, and he almost died. He had to sort him. I don't mean to bother you, sir, but you put the poison in there. He's like, get out of here, kid, you bother me.
How did Jimmy Stewart ever get a job? He couldn't speak. He couldn't really act at all.
I love him.
He couldn't act.
What are you talking about?
All he did was just fumbled words.
He's Mr. Smith. Stop. I love
Tori,
Jimmy Stewart.
Tori, he was not an actor.
Harvey.
You know, people in those days really didn't. They overacted.
Yeah, maybe.
And
it was
stupid. Everything
I see what
stupid.
You mean, like Katharine Hepburn and that transatlantic accent she had.
For example,
I'll
watch a soap opera, you know?
Right.
And in the old days, they were overacted. It was,
oh my God.
And the organ would play in the background dramatically.
Oh, my God.
Now
yeah.
it's like some incredible acting.
And the soap operas?
Yes.
They're still on?
Oh, yeah. Not many of them.
Really? You watch those?
Then
you get to get hooked in. They're called a serial killer.
It's just
always never
sometimes
ends.
Sometimes when I'm switching around, if I have a stomach ache or something, I'll turn it on.
Oh, I think it's laughable. But really? No.
No, the acting, if you,
really?
You get drawn in, not because of the story.
I don't want to get drawn in. I have enough going on in my life.
The acting is
drawn into
really
more television.
Incredible.
All right. Television.
All right.
It's the worst.
It's going nowhere.
It is. That's fine. That's where I always go. That was a demonic laugh, but go on.
You know, I was thinking, when someone cooks a meal and they have food left over, they call it leftovers.
Sure.
They put it in a little storage container,
right?
In the refrigerator usually.
Absolutely.
And then...
you have a problem with this?
I'm coming around to this.
No.
Comes the next day, somebody says, hey, what do you want to get together for dinner? What are you having for dinner? And the person says, yeah, come on over. We're just having leftovers. What a demeaning, self-demeaning.
You're right.
Don't know it's leftover. You could say, why don't you come over tonight? I'll be cooking a number of small amounts of different things like a buffet. Come on over. Let's do tapas. When you don't say, they're left out the stuff the other people wouldn't eat. So
lesser Antilles, the greater Antilles.
Exactly. My favorite.
My boyfriend noticed that without even hearing your bit.
Really?
And he said that. I said, you're kidding me. That's Ron's number one thing.
He must have heard my bit.
No. He was.
It's my signature stuff.
It really is, but he didn't know that. He saw a map about 3 months ago of the hurricane or something.
And he
saw on the map, he said, greater and lesser Antilles? Mm-hmm. He said, why is one the lesser?
Yeah. Why would you want to live in the lesser Antilles?
Yeah, the lesser. Why do you want leftovers?
How could you make that the return address?
That's demeaning.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Why do they even have it?
Right.
Why don't they just say not as good as the other one, perhaps, but not lesser?
Exactly. So
does boyfriend want to write comedy for me?
He's very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't be with someone that's not funny.
No,
and I make him laugh all the time.
Really?
Like really deep, hearty laughs.
Really?
And I need that. If someone's not laughing at my jokes, I'm like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah.
But he also says I'm mental also.
Oh, all comedians are.
Yeah, you think?
You gotta be.
Yeah, you do.
You have to think along the lines that other people don't. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, what you say would not be remarkable.
Ah.
Then everybody would think that.
Right.
It's got to be something that you're bringing out that they never thought of it. And hey, you're right. Hey, I never put two and two together like that.
So it's a compliment that I'm mental.
Absolutely.
I should look at it that way. Okay.
Well, it's a two double-edged sword.
It's a two double-edged sword?
It's four sides to
that.
Wow,
it sounds like a little QB thing.
It's a compliment and it's a breathment. Compliment, breathment.
But it's different vowel.
I know, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let's talk about Columbus, since it is Columbus Day.
Yeah, we did that.
No,
didn't
not
we?
Really. No.
How much of a jerk he is?
That was in the rehearsal, I believe. No, we started with it, but I don't think we actually got into it.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
The mic thing happened pretty fast.
Do you know the three boats?
Oh, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. But that was Columbus? Oh. Why do I think the Pilgrims? Why am I in the Mayflower?
The Pilgrims were here already.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, they were? That was 1620. Because that's what the rock in Plymouth says.
I think it was 1740.
No, 1620.
Are you talking about the year or the time?
No, the Pilgrims came in 1620.
Yeah.
Well, with the Mayflower. Yeah. We've got the rock.
Right. That's correct. No, Columbus,
I can smell
Columbus discovered America.
Okay. That was before the Pilgrims, wasn't it?
He went to Queen Isabella.
Yeah, yeah. And he got the three ships.
It wasn't even his own country,
no,
I
that's
don't
Spain.
Believe. I know. What the hell's with
him? He's from like Italy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Those Italians are very proud of him, that wonderful man.
Right. I'm not even going to bother going over there.
Buongiorno, paisano.
I'm not bother asking them. I'm going right into Spain. It's a closer to where I want to go. So he says to Isabella, three boats, please. And she said,
You sounded like you didn't believe me when I said the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Well, they are. Well, those are the boats.
They are.
They were the only ones in the harbor at the time.
Right.
The other ones were out on charter.
Yeah.
So,
do you want to go on that trip with them, by the way?
No, I understand a lot of them didn't make
it. I don't want to go on that trip.
Make it.
I'm not good on boats, I don't think. Long boat rides.
I don't like boat rides.
I could do
at
a
all.
Couple of hours.
The ocean has a tendency to buck.
Oh, right. Well, I'm good with a boat that's not moving too much. Like I was in a charter.
That has to be a
I worked
big
on a
boat.
Charter
I don't
boat.
Think they had boats that were really that
yeah,
big.
Yeah, they
back
did.
Then.
Of course they did.
Not like ocean liners, Tori.
Oh, no, but I mean, but I mean, they had giant boats. You saw the Mayflower.
Yes, but there are no stabilizers on them or anything.
No.
I mean, it was a rough ride, let's face
you're
it.
You're going to be throwing up. There's going
to
be things.
It was like going to Universal theme park. There,
yeah,
you know,
you're right. Going on the Hulk.
Yeah, that, you know, it was to throw up and have a thrill. It wasn't to travel.
Oh, okay.
And then he arrived here, got off the boat, and raped and pillaged. I don't know.
So we should celebrate this today. We have to
because it's in the history books and they're still around.
They should, you know what someone has said once before, to call it Indigenous People Day. And I kind of like that, although it's a mouthful.
I've heard that. And I is for Indigenous?
I is India.
Okay.
P is Papa. Indigenous?
Ever been to India?
Oh, no.
No. Wonderful people. I
gotta
tell you.
It's not on my bucket list or anything. So,
if they had a bucket, they could clean it up.
Well, you know, I went to a temple, though, an Indian temple, last week.
Well, that's different.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like the way they dress, and it was beautiful, and they did like a performance.
Yeah.
And there were all these deities. Yeah. I keep forgetting there's like hundreds of deities.
Yeah.
And they have different little altars that you pray to, and there's like the elephant one.
It's incredible.
I can't pronounce the name some of them, but you know, I mean, but it was, you know, very welcoming, nice people though. But you have to take your shoes off, wash your feet and your hands when you go in.
Yeah.
I had no problem. I did that.
I don't understand the clothing thing. Their terminology is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like an Indian woman will say, do you like what I'm wearing? And I would say, sorry. But the Lesser Antilles, why would somebody want to live there?
I don't know.
I don't even know if they have a post office.
Right. But it's funny because my boyfriend was waiting for me outside when I went in the temple, and he was being eyeballed.
Why did he wait?
He didn't want to wash his feet and go in. It would have been a whole thing. He had boots on.
You had to wash your feet to go into the temple? I did not know that.
Yeah, I just told you.
When was this?
Like a minute ago.
Oh, I'm going to play the tape back.
I wish you would. Please do. Anyway, so you wash your feet and your hands to go in.
No hand sanitizer or foot sanitizer?
No, it's tradition. It's like a custom.
Okay.
So did that, and then you can walk in. And
so you actually took your shoes off.
I did, and I you know, was respectful, and they said I could come in and watch and learn, and I was very welcomed.
They're very welcome for the observing and watching and learning. I like that welcoming thing. Right. There's some religions where they say, no, you're not a member.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I saw only two other Caucasian women there.
Mm-hmm.
No Caucasian men, and only two Caucasian women.
Right.
So, I mean, so boyfriend would have been, they would have been staring at him. They were staring at him out in the parking lot a little bit because he's a big biker.
Yeah.
He looked like a big biker. May I help you?
Yeah.
May I help you?
That's true. Yeah. No, some people look intimidating.
He just said, oh, my girlfriend's in there. And they said, oh, okay. And then everything was fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's on his Harley and he's standing there and, you know, he wondered if there's going to be any trouble.
He could have said, I'm waiting for one of the girls to come out and she shall become my girlfriend.
Oh, that would be so funny. That would be great.
You're going to have to leave, sir.
Because I did see an interracial couple go in.
Sure.
And I thought that's awesome. I said, oh, wow, she has the whole dress on and everything. Yeah. And he's like the man of the family and thing.
He did not.
He wanted to have a different girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because everyone's, you know.
Yeah.
Are
those arranged marriages in that culture?
Probably. I would say so.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If I recall.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, but it was an interesting day. Yeah. I thought it was amazing. Amazing temple.
Yeah.
Just, you know, to even be able to go in. We almost didn't. We were just going to leave.
Right.
And then I said, listen, I just want to like open the door and look inside. Can I at least do that?
Interesting.
Well, of course.
Interesting. There's a Buddhist temple in Taunton.
I've never been to that, but that would be something I'd like to see as well.
It's quite
the monks.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's got the big domes and it's quite a complex.
Right.
And there are monks walking around.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that one also.
Yeah.
Because then I can speak like a little Hindu.
Yeah.
That's why I was
accepted.
Go.
I mean, it's open
to the
public. But
that's another language altogether.
They're very nice. Well,
I will learn it.
A lot, but
no, they don't. It was a vow of silence.
Well, I don't know if it was a vow. Maybe there's just nothing to talk about.
Well, they do have these retreats you can go on, actually, and just not talk.
I would love to go on a retreat.
Really? It's very...
Well, actually, I wouldn't because then I'd be confined. But I would love to be amongst people that for some reason...
Didn't talk.
Doesn't matter why.
Yeah, don't talk.
They just don't talk.
Yeah, it's very disciplined.
Yeah.
You have to really stick with it. And I probably could. Because I'm used to spending a lot of time alone, and I probably could.
Oh, I think I could.
You could too,
but I would only want to do it for the amount of time that I feel comfortable doing it. In other words, if they say...
You wouldn't do 2 days.
No, because I don't know.
And you
just
pay money to
go
not talk. I mean, it's like these things they set up in these retreats, and it's very spiritual. I mean, you're like meditating, and it's very beneficial.
Oh, I think it's great. I'm just wondering how long it would take before I got really bored.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no TV.
You know, is there a dartboard?
I don't know. I think you've got to meditate a lot.
Yeah.
Go within. Look within, that. Ron.
I look within all the time. I'm not finding anything.
No, see, you got to relax. Yeah, I know. Get in that zone.
I think it'd be interesting, but if it's not working, then I need to hand in my robe. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they make you wear a robe, maybe?
I believe you should wear something other than a t-shirt.
But you can have like loose-fitting clothing. I think I read for the retreat I saw that I looked into, but I wasn't going to do it.
No tight-fitting clothing? Well, why would I want to go? I thought it was like fun. Are there women monks?
There's women and men. It's a co-ed.
Really?
It's a co-ed. Oh, I don't know about the monks, but I mean, if you go on these retreats, there's all kinds of people that just want to have peace in their heart, in their life, in their body.
Can they talk?
They can, but they choose not to.
Good.
Right?
It should be mandatory.
Oh.
Where you can't talk at all.
Wow.
And then it would be an interesting co-ed exercise. Yeah. I would like that.
Okay. Look into that. They have them in parts all over the country.
Yeah.
You can go sign up and... This is my PSA for your go
that
to
would
do
be
your
very very. It'd be an interesting sexual situation. I would point at the girl and then I would point at my crotch.
Oh, they better screen some of these people then. I don't know. That's another thing. Reason I didn't feel comfortable going. Yeah. I'm like, who is going to be there in these caves they put you in or whatever these accommodations are?
Do you know why I would never want to go to a nude beach ever?
Oh no, why?
Because I would be afraid that I would find that to be just too normal at a point.
Okay.
And then the next time I saw an attractive woman naked in some situation, I'd just say, so what?
We must have talked about this then.
I don't recall.
I've been to a nude beach.
Uh-huh.
So.
Were you nude yourself?
Oh, yes. That's why you go.
Not necessarily.
Oh, wait. Okay.
You can just go to take pictures.
Okay. Well, it was in Florida. They have actually
There's a famous one there in Central Florida.
Yes. And I was there years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's right on the edge where people in with clothes sort of stand there and look over.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you can
go
way down the beach. You don't have to stay there.
There should be a fence.
I don't know. There wasn't a fence. It was just there.
All right.
And it's funny because this man came up. I was with two of my girlfriends. They're both from...
Were they naked too?
They're Russian. And they one was naked and one was topless.
Okay.
She didn't want to do the full Monty.
That's
I said, I'm here.
That's fine.
Go big or go home, man.
Yeah.
So I'm there and she's like, 22, beautiful Russian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so this man comes up and he's totally naked and he has just having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all like hairless, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's all scaped.
Yeah.
But he's in his middle age and he's just talking about how he works at the Space Kennedy station.
Where was he looking?
They look you in your eye.
Really?
You kind of try to dart down and just look casually, but
you wait till they're not looking.
But you're right; it's a weird, surreal kind of experience.
I guess if you're a visitor, such as you were, really,
right? When in Rome,
it might take a little getting used to. But you can probably tell the ones that pretty much do that all the time.
Yeah, I was in my 40s. I want to say
they're probably cooler about it. You know,
early 40s.
Yeah,
and. Yeah, and I just thought it's an experience. And I wouldn't do it alone. How about that? I would do it with, if I had a boyfriend at the time, I would do it at the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Or I would do it with my girlfriends, which I did.
At a naked beach,
mm-hmm.
when the guys are walking around or the girls,
right?
Where do they put their wallet?
Let me just say this.
Or suntan lotion. How do you?
Well, they carry bags.
They carry bags.
But there was one couple, I'll never forget.
Yeah.
They were a really hot couple.
Uh-huh.
They were fully clothed. They had backpacks on.
Uh-huh.
They went for a walk all the way down the beach till you couldn't see them anymore.
Yes.
So they're going somewhere private.
Right.
To be naked.
Oh, okay.
So it was fine to be on the beach with clothes because they were going way down to take off their clothes. They didn't want to give us a preview. So that was allowed, by the way.
Really?
But all the people you could see, basically, most of the ones we saw were not people you want to see naked anyway.
I understand that.
That is a true thing.
It is.
You could look it up online anyway.
No,
it's absolutely true.
Because most people don't look that good naked.
But I felt I looked fine naked.
Sure.
And my girlfriends did.
Sure
so
they did.
So that's why probably a man would come up and start speaking with us.
Probably. Probably.
But nothing weird happened about it though.
No.
It was just like I said, a conversation about work, where you live, where you work. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then you go and you never see the person again.
No. Why would you?
Exactly.
But yeah. I'm surprised that they have beaches that can be mixed like that, because if I was naked on a beach, I would want everybody to be naked on a beach. Otherwise, I would feel a little weird
at
first.
They were, but they were going somewhere else. They weren't hanging around with their clothes on.
Well,
those
then
people.
They shouldn't be on the beach. They should be like on the road along the beach.
Well, you have to get to it's a long area of this stretch
There's
of
no
beach.
Road?
No.
Oh.
It's just a beach.
take your clothes off anyway.
At least take your top. Clothes, at least
take your, yeah, take your top off. Or yeah,
these
something.
Are these Come are good looking people. I'm like, wow, when do they go? We should follow them, but we didn't. We stayed. We were not. Too close to the border because all the clothed people were like watching us.
Yeah.
They were like, we're a spectacle, like a zoo.
Well, that's what, you know? Yeah, that's a very good way. Yeah,
that's how I kind of felt when I could see them looking.
Yes,
but I was not real close like to the zoo. Line, but I was, you know.
Can you imagine? Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
They could take pictures. They could take pictures from there, probably.
I'm going to open up a people zoo. A petting zoo with people.
Oh my God.
And it's going to be fenced in, and there's naked people just roaming around in the field.
That's like Planet of the Apes, remember? They put the people in the cages, the monkeys, the apes.
But they're naked, like apes, but they're naked. Oh. And then clothed people right. with their children pay good money to get into
that's
this thing.
That's weird.
It's along a sidewalk.
That's a weird one.
And they go up to the fence and they just watch the naked people walk around. You know how much money they would make at that place?
I think there's laws against that, right? You can't bring children to see naked people.
Maybe,
although they have nudist colonies, I've heard of. I've never been to one of those where just everyone's naked.
Everybody.
I don't understand that one.
I don't want to see naked. Well,
one's a weird one because you're brought up that
kids.
Way.
You see naked kids.
Yeah, you're old.
You have kids.
Yeah, but still, this is different. I don't like it.
I don't think they
should be brought up to just think naked is fine.
No, kids should stay out of it. Kids should stay out of it.
Don't do this.
Dogs.
Don't make a zoo.
Dogs are naked anyway.
Don't make a zoo.
They have hair.
They're animals. It's different.
It's different. No, all right, so just adults, roaming, free range adults,
walking around,
and then you pay like up to $500 to stand there and watch
really?
Them, and alcohol is served.
Maybe there is such a place, like in Thailand, called, Bangkok.
It's called a strip joint, but
oh,
anyway.
No. Oh, it is, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, no, that's funny,
exactly,
you led me right down the
exactly
line.
Exactly what it's called.
Yeah, I've never been to one of those.
No.
Nobody, have you?
Nobody has.
No, nobody has ever.
They just don't exist anymore.
No, that's silly. Silly talk.
Ridiculous stuff.
Ridiculous.
Well, this has been quite socially revealing.
Yes. Mm. I've talked about my escapades before. It's going to be in the book.
Uh-huh. I'm not even going to say when you're going to write it.
I know. You want me to write it. I know.
I really think it would. It's a good thing to do. Because, and actually, you have a journal that you kept.
I do.
You could even refer to that, although I'm not interested. But one's views on life can be educational for other people as well.
They say everyone has a book in him, but no one has two. But that's not true.
A lot of people write more than one book.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know. It's kind of crazy.
But everyone has one book in them.
Ooh, Tori,
all of our stories are our human experience.
Yeah, no.
I'm serious.
Yeah, no.
No, I really think so.
Not the ones that talk incessantly. They should not be writing books.
But they've lived so long, they've done so much.
But they've bored so many people.
They want to bore them in print.
Yeah, well, at least you have an opportunity to put
that's
the book
right.
down.
That's true.
As
that's
opposed
a good
to
point.
Say, look, I gotta leave. I gotta go.
Whatever.
Yeah. She's Tori Lagarde. She's everything that it says on the website. And we'll be back next week. We're gonna do this next Monday.
Next Monday, okay. Rocktober.
Wish you peace.